News Talk TV, 11 and a half away from 9 with Jason Pine. Local Wellington fitness gurus Greg Wrightford and Willie Tacona have just returned from taking part in the Sahara Charity Challenge, the Marathon of the Sands. It's a legendary six-day, 243-kilometre endurance race across the Moroccan Sahara. Described... I'm getting tired just talking about it. Described by event organisers as quite simply the toughest foot race on earth. Incredible. Willie Tacona joins us. Morning, Willie.
Hi, Jason. How's it?
Good, thanks, mate. First question, why, mate? Why?
I think I've been asking that kind of question for the last 2.5 years, and the answers kind of change every time. From a personal standpoint, I think both Greg and I just wanted to challenge ourselves kind of physically and mentally. And then just when we thought about having a charity in the Malcolm Institute, those are the kind of things that kind of added on to it.
So give us an outline of the event. What do you have to do?
I think, first of all, just be pretty well prepared. I mean, this has been 2.5 years in the journey. I mean, we've had 5 lead-up races from this, from a half marathon to 100K. In between that, we've had 150Ks on a treadmill in 12 hours. And obviously, we did 5 marathons in 5 cities in 5 days a few months before. So all that prep kind of leads up to this race. And then when you actually turn up, just on day one, we're kind of shocked, even with the prep that we had done, just how hard it is.
So what was the hardest day, or what was the hardest part of the whole thing?
I mean, overall, it's just so hard, but... there are some memorable parts. I mean, day two is probably one of the hardest days I've ever done in my life. It's only 30K, but you have 4 really large kind of hill mountainous areas that you've got to climb, big sand dunes. The heat is in the 40s, and it was probably 1.5Ks of hell as we were climbing up this hill to finish day two. And then you've got day 4, which is 75.7Ks that we did. And the heat got up to 54 degrees. So it just brought another challenge when it comes to that extreme heat. You really got to pace yourself and to finish. So I think those 2 days kind of stand out to me.
How big is the mental challenge as compared to the physical challenge of something like this?
Mental challenge is probably the biggest component. Probably the top 250, 300 people there are sub-3-hour marathoners. So in terms of physical ability, they're athletes. And the thing is, the mental component, it's just wanting to get back up after each day. You're probably at your weakest, and you're probably trying to find excuses of, well, how can I get out of this? And then as that night goes on, and then you get into the morning, you're rehydrated, you've had some food, and then you're kind of looking forward to the challenge of the next day. So for Greg and I, it was really nice to have someone else there to bounce ideas and to get the motivation to start the next day. So, the mental aspect was huge.
And how did you go, and how much money did you raise in the end for the Mulligan?
So in the end, Greg finished 62nd overall. And I finished 75th overall. There was 1,024 competitors that lined up. So we were extremely happy to finish in the top 100. And in terms of the money raised for the Malcolm Institute, we raised just over $28,000. But our fundraising page is still open up there. So if there's anyone out there who would like to contribute and top it over that $30,000, that would be awesome.
What's the web address, Willie?
Fundraise online, Sahara Charity Challenge 2013.
Great stuff. Tremendous stuff. $28,000 and, the money raised, impressive. Doing the event just as much, mate. Congratulations on what you've done. You going to do it again?
I won't do this particular event again, but it's definitely got my passions raised. I think Great Wall of China, it's in the top 5 hardest marathons to do, so that's kind of I'm looking and planning ahead for that. And for Greg, I think he's looking to do another hot one in Namibia, which reaches up into the 50-degree heat in a race. So I think it's the next challenge for both of us.
Fantastic. Hey, great to chat, mate, and once again, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Jason.
Cheers, mate. That's Willie Tacona, who, along with Greg Wrightford, just finished the Sahara Charity Challenge, the Marathon of the Sands, raising nearly $30,000 for the Melligan. Terrific stuff. It's just on 6 to 9.